I've got Beck Goring with me here. A very happy, very elated and slightly peckish Beck. Congratulations by 1 point. I think we were nervous with you. 18,000 people came out to watch you debut in the AFLW. Just take us through the roar at that first bounce and what it was like to be able to play the sport you love on GMHBA Stadium.
Oh, it was incredible. The crowd was so loud. It, like, that first bounce, even, like, half-time, coming out at three-quarter time, it was incredible. That's the first I've heard of how many we actually got through the gate. So, yeah, thanks to everyone for coming down. It's amazing. We're so glad to have the win. And, yeah, we're pumped for next week.
And there was so much talk, so much lead-up to this game. Is it a relief to now have that done and now focus on week two?
Yeah, it is a relief. Like, there was a lot of hype around round one. And, yeah, now we've got that 3 points on the board, we're stoked. So, yeah, we'll take a heap of confidence going into next week, which is really exciting.
Beck Kingy up in the K-Rock box along with Bluey McGrath and Heath Buck. When did you find out you'd be captaining Geelong tonight?
Probably like 48 hours ago, not to be. yeah, short notice is good notice for me. Yeah, Paul Hood gave me the call. Very devastated, obviously, for Mel Hickey. We would have loved to have had her out there today, along with a few other players. But, yeah, I was happy to take the reins on this one. I ride a bit of a different horse. Mine's probably more of a zebra than a horse. But, yeah, no, I was happy to take the captaincy for today, and the girls did an amazing job. Got a great PLG, so, yeah, very stoked.
Sophie Alexander early was really good for Collingwood. Unfortunately, she went off injured during, I think it was the third term, early in the third term, but she really gave you some grief early as a back line.
Yeah, that's for sure. You never wish that upon anyone, and I hope she comes good. No one wants to see that. But, they still bought the pressure, Collingwood. They have a lot of depth in their team. But, yeah, we just tried to stand proud as a back line. That's it.
Yeah, talk to us about that final, I suppose, minute and a half when the ball finds itself in the Collingwood forward line. I suppose, what role are you playing there? I'm guessing it's you and it's Anna Teague, sort of with the voice with the younger ones down back.
Yeah, for sure. You've just got to hold your nerve in those situations, be composed. As a tall, you're just trying to bring the ball to ground and then let the smalls do their work at ground level and trying to get that front and centre contest and then just get the ball out. We were just counting down the seconds. But, yeah, high pressure. But, yeah, the girls did a great job.
Defenders kept you in it in early part of the game. Just fantastic. I think they had 11 inside 50s in that first quarter and just kept rebounding everything. It was a really good effort by your defenders in that first quarter.
Yeah, I know. How good was Meg Mack? She took, like, that many intercept marks. I was, like, in awe of her when just playing beside her. It was amazing. Anna Teague's incredible. Debbie Taylor, fantastic. And even Nina Morrison in the midfield, just providing options, providing run. There's so much depth in our team and so much exciting footy ahead of us.
You mentioned McDonald. She's got that ability to read the ball off the boot and just position herself beautifully. As you mentioned, she took a number of intercept grabs, not only in that first quarter, but also late in the game as well. And she's one of those players that just reads it very well in the air.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's great to train with as well, just because she's so fierce and in the air and then at ground level as well. She's a smart player. I liken her to probably Harry Taylor or something like that. Like you said, her read of the footy is incredible.
We could talk all night about Nina Morrison, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could.
What makes her so special? What have you seen, Beck? And she came, obviously, into the program at the end of the TAC Cup season last year and was outstanding through your under the VFL grand final. But why has she adapted so quickly to football, having only picked up a share in, 2.5 years ago?
Oh, look, that's probably more a question for Nina. But certainly in my time, I've never seen an 18-year-old with so much composure. She's so professional about the way she goes about her footy, from a training to obviously an on-field perspective. We didn't know what to expect from her today, but she definitely brought her A game, and she will week in, week out for us.
Also as well, Morrison, 8 tackles, leading tackle for you guys, and also Purcell, she's had 6. So a couple of the real young guns really got their hands dirty tonight.
Yeah, they love to put their nose over the footy, don't they?
Yeah.
They've got absolutely no fear and all courage. So that's what we need from them. That's part of their role, and they're doing a stellar job at it.
And Julie Crockett Grills, probably one that's not had the profile coming into the program. We know she played with Hawthorn and helped steal that premiership off us last year, Beck, but the way she's just fitted in into the group and done it so seamlessly too, it's like she's been part of the program for years.
Yeah, she's a pocket rocket, Jules. She's a pretty quiet girl, actually, behind closed doors. But if you listen carefully, she's got a bit of cheekiness about her. You'll notice if you look right at her boots, she's gotten out the needle and the pin this week and put a little croc on her boot. So I'm sure she'll be a household name in no time. She's a bit quirky, that one.
Just before you were about to sing the song in the rooms, Beck, someone yelled out, not quite sure which player it was, if you want to get your photo taken, stand next to Nina. Do you know who that was? Was that you?
No, that wasn't me. I wish it was me. That's a funny call for sure. Probably Astra O'Connor. She's always throwing people under the bus.
Beck, the expectations among the group internally haven't been espoused publicly, but do they get reset now that you've won tonight and that you, I suppose, because it's such a short season, banking 4 points now changes things? Is that a true perception we can have from the outside?
I think, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough question to answer. I think we can. Our best footy is definitely ahead of us. We stuck to our game plan tonight, which is really important. But, just that precision around the footy, I think we can build and grow over the coming weeks now that we know what it feels like to be out there in front of that many people in those kind of conditions. So, yeah, I think our best footy is ahead of us. And, it's all up from here.
Bulldogs next week, and you played at the Witten Oval before? I reckon you would have.
I think I've trained there once, but no, I heard it's horrible in the wind. But
it is.
I don't know. Yeah, dusty too or something like that. But we don't care. We'll just go for it anyway. Yep. We love the footy. We're there for the footy.
Your music is outstanding, as we know. Ellis Ivey played before the game, a good mate of yours. Did you get a chance just to have a bit of a listen to, you know, I suppose get a bit of motivation going into tonight to Ellis?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was definitely listening to her in the footwork session of the warm-up, just trying to distract me from the footwork. And, yeah, her tunes were so good. I think it got everyone pumped up. So credit, if she's listening, awesome. Atlas Ivy, so good. 10 out of 10.
Well, Beck, you go down in history. I suppose you're probably a little bit unwanted in terms of captaining the Cats tonight. You would have loved Mel Hickey to have been out there beside you, but you've captained Geelong in their first VFLW game and in their first AFLW game, and nobody can take that away from you in this 160-year history of the Geelong Football Club. Well done. We've enjoyed watching you emerge as a player over the last couple of years down here in the hoops, and you deserve all the success you got tonight. Well done.
That means the world. Thanks, King. Thanks, boys.